box office or charge by phone, 702-797-8055. Mark O'Toole, singing with the big bands, featuring his 16-piece orchestra, live at the South Point.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a question for my senior friends. Have you experienced hearing loss? Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? I know just what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. I'd say, huh? Or what? It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are able to super serve their clients at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Here's that number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Here's a question. Is there anything that matters more than the safety of you and your loved ones? Of course not. So, isn't it strange that many home security companies don't act that way? That's why I use and trust SimpliSafe Home Security. Their advanced security technology helps me sleep at night. They always put me and my family's safety first with 24/7 professional monitoring. SimpliSafe's agents can call you the moment a threat's detected and dispatch police or first responders in an emergency. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents truly care about your well-being. They're highly trained to keep you calm during stressful situations. SimpliSafe's customer-first policies make sure you're taken care of with affordable plans starting at less than a dollar a day, because feeling safe at home shouldn't break the bank. Customize the perfect system for your home at SimpliSafe.com/Leo and claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. SimpliSafe.com/Leo.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Reaction continues to pour in from around the country and maybe around the world after the FBI raids Mar-a-Lago and the residence of one Donald J. Trump. Stephen Miller, a former Trump advisor, his reaction to the FBI raid on Trump's Florida home, here it is.
This is an abomination. You have the sitting president of the United States, Joe Biden, through his Justice Department, through his FBI, conducting a raid on the person who is presumed to be his opponent in the next election, and also the 45th president of the United States. As President Trump pointed out in his statement, it is risible that this would be purportedly done in the name of document preservation from the leaks we've seen, when Hillary Clinton used an off-book server for years to conduct classified state business, and at the same time, money was being funneled by the millions into the Clinton Foundation with the very people she was doing business with, that to this day has never been investigated, not by the FBI, not by the IRS, not by anybody. We are truly living in a situation where the FBI has become a Praetorian guard from Rome, where they take it unto themselves to decide who wields power in this country.
Stephen Miller, former Trump advisor, no doubt where he stands on this just outrageous raid at Mar-a-Lago. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 1:31, as we check out our traffic cams, kind of a bizarre scenario there on the Beltway 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. There's a vehicle there. It's blocking two right lanes, and there's another vehicle blocking the left shoulder. As you approach that area, 215 eastbound at the 15, do watch out for a little bit of chaos as you work your way through there. Also, those lane restrictions on Interstate 15 continue pretty much throughout the month of August between Tropicana and Warm Springs. Lane reductions nightly after 9 p.m., and those HOV lanes, they are going to be shut down completely through August 25th.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Major League Baseball, the L.A. Dodgers returning to the diamond tonight, hosting a two-game series with the Minnesota Twins. L.A. has won eight in a row after their three-game sweep of the Padres over the weekend. Julio Urias will get the start for the Dodgers tonight, 11-6 on the season. The Twins will counter with Joe Ryan. He is 8-4. The Raiders will play their second preseason game Sunday at home, taking on the Minnesota Vikings. The Raiders coming off a 27-11 win in the Hall of Fame game last week against Jacksonville. They'll open up the regular season on September 11th against the LA Chargers. College football preseason coaches poll released Tuesday. Alabama number one, followed by Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, and Notre Dame. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and build that papier-mâché volcano.
I am not cleaning this up.
Ooh, yeah, I meant the kids. Staples will help them move forward. Right now, Crayola 10-count markers and 12-count colored pencils are just 99 cents each. And Staples one-subject notebooks are only 35 cents. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
Hi, Tom Baudet with a shout-out to Uncle Rick. You know him. He shows up at the family reunion in a muscle shirt without muscles, stealing noses off the kids' faces. He brings a nugget of wisdom, too, like staying at Motel 6. They have clean, comfortable rooms where he can kick off his flip-flops and great low rates, which is handy since he's always saving up for a speedboat or something. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you, Rick.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a question for my senior friends. Have you experienced hearing loss? Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? I know just what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. I'd say, huh? Or what? It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are able to super serve their clients at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Here's that number again, 702-369-1321. or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As long as we're talking about education, this hour brought to you by the Community Schools Initiative. Find out how your city can leave CCSD and create its own school district, ending the education monopoly. Check it out for yourself. You can do it right now at SaveNevadaSchools.com. That's SaveNevadaSchools.com. Let's go to your phone calls. You want to join in? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, let's begin with Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. You sound like you're in good health. I'm glad to hear it.
I'm feeling good.
Listen, good. Listen, about the raid on Mar-a-Lago, I don't know if you know it, but there's a law. There's something called the Presidential Records Act. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, what it is when you leave the White House, president or whatever, you cannot take any government records or papers. They belong to the U.S. government. He took approximately 15 boxes of record of classified, some were marked classified, of records and papers because they were counted going out. You cannot do that. That is against the law. And that's one of the reasons the judge gave the okay to go in and try to get back the government papers that he actually broke the law, taking them out of the White House. He couldn't do it.
Well, but yet the Clintons were able to take furnishings and all kinds of stuff.
Those aren't government records. Those aren't government records.
Well, we don't know what they are.
Well, you don't know, but they know this. And if any of these classified records that he had in his house could have been sold to God knows what other countries, could have been turned over to other countries with all secrets, with some secret classified information, that could be very dangerous. And that's why the FBI did this. They had to get these classified information records back. They belong to the government. They didn't belong to him.
Well, we will find out. My problem is, unfortunately, now that the FBI has that stuff, the 15 boxes, It won't be long before the New York Times and the Washington Post and NBC News and CNN all have this information. And that's why to me it was a fishing expedition, but casting a very wide net.
Something. Yeah. Oh, one other piece of good news is court just, you heard that he has to turn over all his tax returns to the government. So that should be interesting to see. They're not under audit still after 20 years, but finally he has to. The court says he has to turn over his tax returns.
There you go.
I'd be glad to see him. I'd be very interested.
Can I be honest with you? I think it's going to end up being like Russian collusion and all the other things that have come up. Impeachment one, impeachment two. It's going to be much ado about nothing.
Comes out with what's going on in New York and everything else. You heard of that TV show, Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what President Trump's going to be wearing.
Yeah, we'll find out. Hey, thanks, man. That's unfortunately what we may end up finding out. I want you to hear Sean Hannity and the reaction. This is cut five, by the way. The reaction to the FBI raid on Trump. This was powerful stuff last night. And boy, I tell you, was he fired up or what? This is cut five. Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
Now, Biden's politically charged. We've already chronicled all this. DOJ is now being used as a weapon against Biden's top political rival. That's the former president of the United States of America, Donald Trump. Earlier today, the FBI raided the former president's Florida home, Mar-a-Lago, while he was in New York. According to President Trump, the agents swarmed his residence unannounced, breaking into the home and even his personal safe. In a statement, the 45th president wrote, quote, "My beautiful home is currently under siege, raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents." He continued, quote, "Nothing like this has ever happened to the president of the United States before. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by the radical left Democrats who desperately do not want me to run for president in 2024. According to the New York Times tonight, who got the scoop first somehow, the search was focused on documents that the former president brought with him from the White House, including potentially classified documents. Sources are now telling Fox News that the raid was not related in any way to January 6th, but according to one source, the FBI was, quote, not being judicious about what they took during the search. Just so we are clear, this raid is truly, completely unprecedented. And you can't imagine this would have ever happened to a Democrat. This is where Americans now begin to ask the question, do we have a dual justice system in America? Is there equal justice under the law? Do we have equal applications of our laws? Remember Hillary Clinton's house? It was never raided, even though she stored troves of classified material on a personal server. She deleted 33,000 emails. Remember, nobody had ever heard of Bleach Bit before Hillary Clinton. And then there were hammers involved with devices and SIM cards that were missing. How about the dirty, unverifiable Russian dossier that Hillary Clinton paid for, being used to lie to a FISA court to spy on a then-presidential candidate, later a president? What about the high-ranking DOJ officials that signed what was, says at the top of a FISA warrant, verified, but they signed their name to something that was unverifiable and has now been completely debunked and claimed before judges that it was verified? It wasn't. And then there's Joe Biden on tape, the real quid pro quo, bragging that he withheld $1 billion taxpayer dollars. You have 6 hours to fire a Ukrainian prosecutor who he turns out was investigating his son, Hunter, who is being paid millions of dollars with no experience at all whatsoever. Hunter lies on a gun application. What happened to Hunter? Nothing. What if it was Don Jr.? What if it was Eric Trump? On tape, you have, of course, Hunter Biden smoking crack and with hookers. I think those things are illegal. What happened to him? Nothing. We had Director Ray before Congress last week. They have had Hunter's laptop longer than anybody. What have they done with it? Nothing. Millions of dollars paid to Hunter from Ukraine, Russia, a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China, a $100,000 shopping spree with a Chinese national, no experience, nothing happens. Joe, on tape, bragging again and again, "I've never, ever, ever discussed my son's foreign business dealings." Well, we know of at least 14 occasions now, and we have pictures, in some cases, with Joe, Hunter, and guess what? Hunter's foreign business partners. Nothing happens to them.
Sean Hannity last night, nailing it on Fox News Channel. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll go to your phone calls, okay? You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. We will begin with Ron. We'll go to JD, and we might even go to your call. So give us a buzz. We'll talk to you coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und there is only one place I trust with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And mein Key. And American cheese! Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now, 728-5500. The call is free, and we'll come to you. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The law showed up at Donald Trump's front door. Wow. It used to be you thought things like this could happen in a third world country, but not in America. That's just not the case. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. Thank you. In fact, let's go to Ron. Ron, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
How are you, Kevin?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I don't know if anybody noticed that. I don't know if anybody noticed anything, but you notice they haven't arrested Trump. So everybody under him, they've arrested to try and squeeze lies out of them. I mean, you know what I mean? To try to get him to say something that isn't true. And everyone that they've arrested of his cabinet, they had to let go. It's just simple. It's just simple. They haven't arrested him. So how serious is this, really? seriously.
Well, you know what I think it is? I think this is trying to scare him into not running. And basically that this is going to end up like Russian collusion and all the other things, you know, Ukraine and impeachment one and impeachment two, and that nothing's going to come of this. But it's going to captivate the media, CNN and MSNBC and NBC News and all these people. That's what this is designed to do, and it's either to.
Go ahead. In my personal opinion, he should have told them early that he was running. This way, it would have been so evident, so obvious. They probably would have did it even sooner than they did. That's number one. Number two is you're correct. They're scared. They're really scared. So, and even if they do try to charge him with somebody, it's going to be so many years before they probably get a conviction that he'll already be in office again. And if they do get the conviction, he's going to have to pardon himself. You know what I mean?
There you go. Ron, thank you. I haven't even gotten that far. But thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to JD. See if we can squeeze JD in before the break. JD, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Thanks for the time, Kevin. It's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, the President of the United States has the ability to declassify any piece of any document that comes across his desk.
At any time.
So in the event that he took these documents, whatever they may be, how valuable they may be to foreign countries, Carl, he could have declassified every one of them and put them in his briefcase and took them home. I mean, it is scary to think that they're trying to do this to him. And you and me may say something over the radio that may be untoward, and maybe they could take that in the vein that we are threatening something and come after us. This is ridiculous. Two impeachments. They went after Manafort. They're going after Navarro. They're going after Bannon. They went after his lawyer, Cohen. They're going, the New York Attorney General campaigned on putting him in jail. The U.S. Attorney in New York is trying him on another case. I mean, this is such a far-reaching
It's a witch hunt
by everyone that is so terrified that their little power throne may be upended if he ever gets back in power. And you know what this has done to me personally, and I think it may have done to you and other Republicans and conservatives in the country. They're already demonstrating in Florida for him. This has re-energized, so they can stick the abortion up their butt. They can stick all the bills to buy cars, $7,500 to buy an electric car, and $400 billion for global warming up their butt. I think this is going to turn November into a Saturday night massacre of Democrats.
I agree. JD, thanks, man. No, I think this is going to blow up in their face. They think this is a big deal. And they're going to try and get indictments. They want a perp walk the former president out of Trump Tower in handcuffs. That's what they're hoping for, that video. And then the mugshot. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories.